From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. United Nations condemns attacks in Yemen. Saudi-led airstrikes in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a have killed at least 12 civilians, including children. They said the attack overnight and into the morning hours on Friday in the city's southern neighborhood of Faj Atan left people buried under debris and damaged at least two buildings. One resident of Sana'a standing amidst the Saudi rubble. He says, where is the Arab conscience? Why don't they talk about this? The steadfast Yemeni people, why do they sell themselves? To collapse on houses on top of owners' heads? Is this Islam? Where is the Islam in their actions? They claim they are Muslims, then they kill innocents in their houses. Liz Throssell is the spokesperson for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
In all these cases in which civilians were killed and injured, witnesses told our Yemen team that there had been no warnings that an attack was imminent. Attacks targeting civilians or civilian objects are prohibited under international humanitarian law, which also prohibits indiscriminate or disproportionate attacks.
Over the last week, at least 40 civilians were killed by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. Now, a senior U.S. administration official tells VOA what the president put forward is not a military-only strategy. There is a strong diplomatic, political element and even economic element to the strategy. This is VOA News. Nearly 1,000 people were forced out of their jobs in Turkey on Friday as part of an ongoing government crackdown following a failed coup last year. More than 150,000 people have been fired since the crackdown began. Most all are accused of being supporters of Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for masterminding the coup attempt. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Political scientist Cengiz Aktar says the crackdown on the hunger strikers and their supporters is increasingly driven by panic.
It's done out of irrationality and fear.
Protests in support of Gulmen and Ozakja continue. Their names are seen on graffiti on walls and pavements in towns and cities across Turkey. Despite the risks, one demonstrator remains defiant, but is concerned about the lives of Gulmen and Ozakja.
I'm extremely worried. We will definitely find a way of continuing to exist, and not just continue to exist, but to resist.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Tensions are further fueled by reports that authorities are planning to force-feed hunger strikers to keep them alive. Hurricane Harvey has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, heading toward the coast of Texas. U.S. meteorologists say Harvey will be a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall late tonight. Jamal Crawford was preparing for the storm by filling his gas tank.
But well, my wife and I, we usually always joke about it because every time they say it's going to be real big, it usually goes another direction. But I'm going to take the extra precautions just in case because I don't want to get stuck.
Peak winds are already clocked at 177 kilometers per hour, just shy of the level needed to qualify as a Category 3 storm. The White House says President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing strong new financial sanctions on the dictatorship in Venezuela. The Maduro dictatorship continues to deprive the Venezuelan people of food and medicine, imprison the democratically elected opposition, and violently suppresses freedom of speech, a White House statement said. It went on. The regime's decision to create an illegitimate constituent assembly and most recently to have that body usurp the powers of the democratically elected National Assembly represents a fundamental break in Venezuela's legitimate constitutional order. The statement says the new action by the U.S. prohibits dealings in the new debt and equity issued by the government of Venezuela and its state oil company. President Trump has renewed attacks on members of his Republican Party, this time lashing out at them for creating what he calls a mess of the debt ceiling legislation process. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan for not attaching debt ceiling legislation. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.